Hi, everyone. I'm Lisa Moody, and I want to welcome you to this special episode of Education Conversations. On April 27th, we held our second annual Education Foundation Ringling Bridge Run to support teachers and students. It was a gorgeous day for this 5K, 10K race, and we had a fantastic turnout. With marching bands pumping up the energy and cheerleaders lining the course, runners got the full treatment, capped off by that unbeatable, iconic view from the top of the bridge. Afterward, they hung out with family and friends, grabbed bites from food trucks, they danced to DJ Vibe's playlist, got moving with Zumba, and then wrapped it all up with a relaxing yoga cool down. We were genuinely moved and a little bit curious about this amazing community that showed up bright and early on a Sunday to cheer on teachers and students. People came from all over, near and far, and the vibe was electric. I was there, mic in hand, capturing it in real time for our podcast, and you can hear the buzz, the laughter, the stories, the energy of the runners, volunteers, and supporters, all sharing their why. Take a listen. So great, we've got one of our 10K runners here. What's your name?
I'm Mike Shep.
Mike, great to meet you. So tell me a little bit about the run. What was it like going over the bridge?
Oh, it was good. It was beautiful. The sunrise was behind me going up. Then coming back was a grind, and looking right at the sun. So it was beautiful and had its challenges too.
So how was your time today?
Great. Wasn't a PR, but I'm super happy about it.
Is this your first, or did you run it last year?
First. Oh. First time running.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Second place, and thanks for talking to us.
Yep.
So we're here with
Drew Light.
Drew, nice to meet you. You just ran the 5K. How'd you do?
I did amazing. I set a new PR for myself, 21:47, which is about a minute and 30 seconds faster than my current PR.
And you run cross country in high school, right?
What's
high school?
I run cross country and track for Sarasota High School.
That's awesome. So this was a breeze for you today, right?
Yes. 100%.
Easy. So let me ask you this. Why do you think it's important to run for teachers and students in a run like this?
Well, my cross country coach, John Stevenson at Sarasota High School, he's also my AP seminar teacher. And so having him as my coach and having that constructive and coach athlete relationship and also having a student teacher relationship is so important. It's really a testament to how much work teachers put in for their students when you're able to get up at 7:30 in the morning and go run across the bridge.
Well, listen, congratulations today. You're going to be back next year?
100%.
Awesome. We'll see you then. And congratulations on your personal record.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
All right. So I am here today with
Mika.
And Brian Kleinschmidt from 100 Day Dream Home on HGTV.
Well, it's awesome for you guys to turn out today, and you even ran.
I don't know if we'd call it running. Some jogging and walking were also involved.
Jogging was definitely my pace today. Jogging, for sure.
That's pretty good, though. You're over a hill.
That's right.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm over the hill just because my age, though.
We are.
Yeah, we're both over the hill.
Yeah, that sounded like an insult, didn't it? I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
So what brought you guys out here today?
So we actually have a partnership with Mitre Brands, and they're a sponsor of the race, so came out to support them and support the foundation, the Education Foundation. So we live like 30 minutes north of here. It was just a no-brainer to come down here and help out.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming out today, being here and supporting us in education. As you know, it's a run for teachers and students, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, either one of you can answer, did you have a favorite teacher or somebody that really inspired you?
I definitely had a favorite teacher. I was just saying this when we were conversing, my music teacher. I don't know what it is about music. Well, music and science teachers, but specifically music teachers. I don't know why. You just remember them.
And you still stay in touch, right?
Oh, yeah. We still stay in touch.
That's awesome.
And I don't know. It's just that creative side of your brain and honing into that.
And my mom was actually a music teacher for 30 years. She's retired now.
Really?
I have to say my mom was my favorite teacher.
Yes.
So, in case she's listening.
Did you actually have her as a teacher?
Yeah. I mean, she taught me piano growing up. So But 30 years. So we appreciate teachers and know it's kind of a selfless job there. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you run the 5K or 10K? Or did you jog the 5K?
How about we say the 10K?
Yeah, I mean, by the time I got done, I was talking to people, handshaking.
It felt like a 10K, but we only did the 5K.
Yeah, we did 5K.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming out today. Thanks for supporting education.
Thank you so much.
Go
appreciate
teachers.
It.
We're here with a couple of runners. What's your name?
I'm Claire Sterling.
Marcus Jackson.
All right, Claire. So I know you've run it before.
Yes.
Yes, and last year I think you placed pretty high, if I remember.
I placed third again today.
Awesome. Yes. Congratulations.
Thanks. Today's his first official race.
How was it? How was it running over that bridge?
It was good.
Marcus is by far the fastest student I have ever taught, I believe.
Claire, you do some races around your school. Is that right?
I do. We do a Race the Teacher event.
So when you talk about Marcus being one of the fastest students, does that mean in the Race the Teacher he's fast?
Oh, he beat me. He crushed it.
Claire, why do you keep coming out? Why do you think it's important to run this particular race?
I like having a goal, and having a race to train for is, you know, something to keep your mind on, keep focused on.
So what does it feel like for you as a teacher to know that this benefits teachers and students?
Oh, it's a wonderful event. When you sign up for a race, usually they always benefit something. But working for the school system and knowing what the Education Foundation does for us as teachers, it's, you know, great to be a part of that. And you're seeing it all kind of come together.
We're here with
Alan Groffet.
Alan, so great to see you. How did the race go?
It went well. It's a hilly race. I ran it because they didn't have the Skyway race this year, so I found another race that had hills.
It's hard to find in Florida, right?
Even though I live a long way from here. I live in Lakeland.
Oh, wow.
So I run about a dozen races every season, every other week.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm in the 80 to 84 now.
That's amazing. So this race is put on by the Education Foundation is to benefit students and teachers. So what does that mean to you?
Well, my wife has always championed education to me. We got to support education, and we've done it our entire lives. You know, it seems to always be under attack one way or another, and so you've got to support education in all the ways you can. And, you know, it's a great cause. I think, you know, all these races have a cause, but I think education's a really cool one. Most of them are disease-based. It's nice to see a change of pace.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming out today. We hope to see you next year, and congratulations
again. Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Jonah.
Jonah, nice to meet you. Did you just run the race?
Yeah.
What did you run?
I ran the 5K.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
How was it running over that bridge?
Hard.
It was hard. That's what I've been hearing. Let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite teacher, somebody that's really special to you?
Yes.
Who's that teacher?
Mrs. Jikorski.
And what makes Mrs. Jikorski so special?
Oh, how nice she is.
That's really great. Well, are you going to come back next year and run the race?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you talking to us. I'm here with
Ellen Saxton.
Ellen, and I understand that you're with the Tuttle Turtles. Tell us about the Tuttle Turtles.
Well, we're obviously from Tuttle Elementary, and our principal this year, Patty Felino, did a really great job at convincing so many of us to participate in the race. There was about 5 or 6 of us last year, and we had a great time, but Dr. Felino this year was like, we got to be the biggest team. Let's go. Let's show them what the Tuttle Turtles are all about. So I think we had like maybe 15 of us this year, something like that. Like, there's a huge group of us, and it's so much fun that we all got to do this together.
That's great. Now, do you teach at Tuttle?
Yes, I'm the music teacher, so I have the most fun job.
What made you get into teaching?
When I got to middle school, and I'm born and raised Bradenton, I was at Lee Middle School. My band director in middle school, Amy Bradley, she just, as soon as I was in her band class, I knew, oh, I need to be a music teacher. And that was pretty much that. My high school band director, Paul Champagne, inspired me so much, and it just was never a question from there.
So how was the run for you today?
It was fun. A lot of us just walked and kind of like, you know, pushed ourselves a little bit, but really just did it to walk together, and this is such a good cause, and so it was fun.
So will we see the Tuttle Turtles here next year?
Oh, absolutely, and I will be bigger next year, too.
Good.
Well, I sure hope so.
Keep growing and keep coming back.
We sure will. We love it.
So I'm here with Don. Don, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm a personal trainer. I'm here with a client of mine, Maria Georgioff. I've worked with her for about 12 years, and she is a runner, and she is going to be 91 in September.
That is amazing. And how'd she do today with that hill and everything at 91?
It's tough, yeah. She did good. Nice and steady. She just sort of gets in her groove and gets moving along. long, and she's probably doing about a 17-minute mile pace, but she is steady. So she is a cardiologist from Slovakia. She didn't start running until she was in her mid-60s, and she's always enjoyed running. We've gone to the senior games for nationals, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Miami, to Pittsburgh, and hopefully maybe this year we'll go to Des Moines, Iowa for the national championships.
How inspiring, right?
She is. She is amazing.
Now, is this your first time for both of you running this race?
Yes, it is. She was interested as far as in the Education Foundation and being part of it. So
thanks for running with us
you
today.
You got it. You got it. This is a wonderful event, a beautiful venue, and a great course, and a perfect day. So thank you.
Yes, and give our best to Maria.
All right.
So we're here with Jennifer Vine, the President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County. She's usually on this end doing the interviewing, so we have a little turn of tables here.
Yeah.
First of all, how'd you do in the run?
Oh, gosh. You know, I completed it, but I will tell you, it was such a fun experience to just be in the midst of all the different runners and going up over the Ringling Bridge on a beautiful Sunday morning. The waters were calm. I mean, it was just, it's exhilarating. It's inspiring. So it was a good way to spend a Sunday.
You know what? Almost every person that sat in that seat today has said the same thing. Coming up over that bridge is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's worth the effort. Putting on a run is not an easy task. And working in partnership with the city of Sarasota just to get the approval to close one side of the bridge was a monumental feat.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see it come to life and to see thousands of runners going across it, oh, that was fun.
And I mean, the whole event here today has been amazing. There's yoga going on behind me right now. The Zumba class just,
yeah,
got over, and
yeah,
a lot of race events,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and even our sponsors, they were like sitting here and having all sorts of games and activities to engage, you know, children and adults in all sorts of different things. So it really is fun, and, you know, our vision is to unite the community to prepare each and every student for life. And I really feel like the run and today's experience really embodied that. I mean, I feel like we're seeing it living out right now. So
absolutely,
it's fun.
Absolutely, yeah. So you opened this door, so I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
So why a run? I mean, you're right. This is an enormous event. It takes so many people to put it together, so many moving parts to it with the city and your volunteers. Okay, I mean, yeah, huge amount of volunteers here today. Why did you decide to take this on?
That's a really good question. And it's not so much it's about the run, because the run, which includes, you know, a fun run, it includes a 5K, it includes a 10K, it has a function that's sanctioned for those who are serious, but it welcomes the walkers. So it's something for all abilities and all levels. And one thing that I will tell you is that when you are in that type of environment, you are surrounded by supportive people. It doesn't matter if it's the bands that are playing the music that keep you going, if it's the spectators who are standing on the sidelines cheering you on, or even the safety of the police officers that are also encouraging you at every turn, you will be supported and elevated throughout the whole run. And that, to me, is symbolic of what we do every day for students and teachers. And so to see that experience and to bring it through that venue, to me, was just an alignment of our mission.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I noticed is that with all the food trucks and the activities going on, there's a real sense of community, even beyond the runners. I'm just seeing a lot of people just mingling together and talking, and it's really inspiring.
Yeah, and it's really fun to do it even now, because what we've seen in the way in which media has evolved over the past several years, and, you know, what do they say, if it bleeds, it leads type of mentality, if you will. And so we've seen more of that. What we need is to see more of the good stories, to see that really the majority of people and community members are all just working hard, wanting to do good things and to support one another, and we just don't see enough of that. And so to be able to pull it together and give life and put a spotlight, even through this podcast, on what everyone is doing to contribute to that, that it's just very meaningful.
Well, and I've had several runners here today, because there are a lot of races, you know,
mm-hmm,
that they can run, and a lot of them do, and they love the cause. They love that they came out here for teachers and students. So
yeah,
to bring people together for that, I think, is really just very inspiring.
Yeah, and even if you didn't realize when you signed up for the race, because, again, running over the Ringling Bridge, it's an iconic piece of Sarasota, and it's awesome for runners to have an opportunity to have the bridge closed, safely run. If you want a PR, that's all great. When you learn that it's for this cause, to me that just adds like the icing on the cake. Yeah. And so for any listener who may not know about us, I just hope that this opened a little door to a curiosity that you might want to know more.
Well, I hope so too. So does that mean that you're going to do a third annual?
Yeah, baby. We're bringing this on. I want to do this every year. I really do. And I have to give a huge amount of credit to our team because, again, as I mentioned on the front end, it's a lofty task to put on a run. It's not easy, and it takes a village. And you see, like, what we have over 50 volunteers out here today. I mean, it's just everything. And so my hat is off to our events team and all the staff that supported this effort because without them, we couldn't have done this. Certainly without our sponsors, we couldn't have done it. It truly takes a village, but we're in it for the long run.
For the long run. That's pretty good. Well, listen, congratulations to you on your race, you know, your own race, your personal race, and also congratulations on a really successful event today.
That's great. And really thanks meaningful. For all the people for coming out. It was great. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. So, hi, who have I got here with me?
Hi, I'm Jamal Savoy.
Jamal, nice to meet you. Did you just run the race?
I did.
Which one did you run?
The 10K.
The 10K, how'd you do?
54:46, which is pretty good for me.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your first year running this race? Or
this
did
is
you
my
run
second year running this one.
Oh, what brought you back this year?
My son, Justin, is a Kilty High, Sarasota High Kilty Marching Band trombone player. So.
Now, were they out there today on the course?
Yes, they were just as you came off the bridge. They were right there.
How was that to hear the bands playing as you run by them?
It was awesome. I really loved that rock band that was playing close to the beginning of the race. That was my favorite.
Did it get you fired up?
Oh, yeah.
Why is this an important run for you?
Two things. I'm definitely interested in health, trying to stay healthy. And I love what the Education Foundation does, supporting students. So it's great. And I really wouldn't have known about it if my son wasn't involved. So I found out about it last year and decided to run it again this year.
That's great. Did you have a favorite teacher or a teacher that really influenced you growing up?
I did. I had a ninth grade English teacher. Her name was Mrs. Jex. And she was just a really good person. She taught us English, but she spent a lot of time with the students. And, you know, going into high school, it was kind of a new environment for me. And it was good to have that supportive environment and have a teacher that I could really connect with.
Yeah, they can really make a difference, can't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. We hope to see you next year.
You will.
So, hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
Alexa.
Alexa, we're so happy to have you here today. So what race did you run?
So I ran the 5K today. It was interesting.
Yeah? How'd you do?
I did better. So I did the turkey trot over at Benderson. And I beat my time there, so that's what I came to do. So,
wow, you beat your time with a hill.
With a hill, and that hill was crazy.
What does it mean to you to know that you're running for teachers and students to support them today?
So my mom was a preschool teacher for a really long time, about 10 years. And I think just being there firsthand and experiencing everything that teachers do for their students beyond the classroom is really inspirational. And like the weeks leading up to school, getting the classroom ready and making like giant grands and all this crazy stuff to give the students the best experience possible is really admirable. And I'm happy that by running here, I was able to make a difference for teachers and their students.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you doing that. Did you have a favorite teacher or a teacher along the way that really influenced you?
Let's see. Definitely Miss Charlene Tillman over at Imagine School in Lakewood Ranch. I've always been super passionate about animals, and she really, really just nurtured that, I guess.
Will you be back next year?
I will.
Great. We'll see you then.
All right. See you then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sean, good to see you. Thanks for coming out for the race today.
Yes, thank you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to run the Ringling Bridge. I'm 31 years old, and I'm trying to create positive habits in my life.
How was it going over that bridge?
Oh, it was so beautiful, but it hurt.
But you did it, right?
But I did it.
Good for you. So what does it mean to you that you're running to support teachers and students?
Well, we all know teachers are underpaid, and we all know students are not getting the resources that they need. So I'm happy that the money that I contribute, hopefully it's going to a good cause.
Well, we appreciate that. Did you have a favorite teacher, somebody that really impacted you along
I
the way?
I did, and it's funny you said that because I was thinking about him this morning. His name's Mr. Remsen. He was this tough guy from New York City, and he didn't play any games.
Well, thank you again so much for coming out today, and congratulations.
All right, thank
we
you
hope to
so
see you
much.
Next year.
Yes, you will.
Thanks.
Take care.
Hi, I'm here today with
Ala Lazareva.
Oh, well, so nice to meet you.
Nice
so,
to meet you too.
I see you have one of the bright yellow green volunteer shirts. So
yes.
You volunteered with us today. What made you volunteer?
I love Education Foundation, and if there's an opportunity to be part of the community, and I decided, absolutely, beautiful Sunday morning.
Well, thank you for being here, and I understand that you volunteer with us on other levels, too. So tell me about being a teacher ambassador. What is that?
Yeah, we meet once a month, and we discuss the latest and greatest, what's happening in our schools. So, yeah.
So it's kind of a sense of almost a community.
Absolutely.
That's really great. And then you're also a teacher?
Correct. I've been teaching since 2007, and I absolutely love it.
That's really great. Well, thank you for coming out today. Thanks for talking with us. And are you going to come back next year and help us out?
Absolutely.
So, hi, I'm Lisa. What's your name?
Hi, Lisa. My name is Clemens Persona.
And you just ran the race. What did you run?
I did the 5K. This is my third one for the year and my last one for this year.
This is it, huh?
Yes.
It's going to get too hot.
Too
probably.
Hot, yes.
Exactly. So is this your first time running this race,
no,
or did you run last year?
I ran last year as well, and actually that's the race that kind of started me off. And then I came this year and ran three of them, with this being the last one for my summer. I am a teacher myself. I teach at Suncoast Technical College in the Health Sciences Department, and I'm a registered nurse, and I'm teaching the CNA program. Some of the students are from the community, sponsored by Career Edge, and other students come as employees of SMH.
So what made you make that pivot into teaching? What made you want to be a teacher?
A big part of nursing is teaching. You know, you're teaching your patients, you're teaching families, you're including everyone in the health care of an individual.
Well, thank you for all you do. Thanks for coming out today and running, and we hope to see you here next year at this race.
Oh, I definitely will be.
So, hi, I'm here with
Claudia Cardillo.
Claudia, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
So you just did the race.
I just did it. I think I came in last, so I hope I get a special prize.
I think there should be a special prize for last.
I agree.
You know, you bring
it up
the rear.
Lisa, come on.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's see, what would it be?
What would it be for the, I don't know, what is, well, my parents, when they played cards a lot, the loser, they called it the Beetle Bomb.
Oh, I love that.
A Beetle Bomb. Oh, the Beetle Bomb. So maybe it's like a beetle, a picture of a beetle or something. I don't know.
You got it. So now, is this your first year running this race, or did
yes,
you run
it
last
is.
Year?
Okay. Yes, it is. It is.
And what inspired you to run it?
Well, I love the Education Foundation, and this is something healthy to do on a beautiful Sunday morning, and I wanted to support the organization. So that inspired us to do it. And I'm here, yes, with my boyfriend, so we both did it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being here.
Oh, it's a glorious day.
This is obviously a run for teachers that support teachers
yes,
and students.
Yes.
Why is that important to you?
Oh, my gosh. Our teachers are so important. You know, they're responsible basically for the future of our population in teaching children, and they need all the support they can get, especially in this times that we're living through. It's got to be really tough. I understand there's shortages of teachers, the pressure that's on them. They're miraculous, so they need all the support we can give them financially, time, talent, treasure. They need it.
Well, Claudia, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right, so I am here with an age group winner. What's your name?
Ellen Jaffe Jones.
Ellen, thanks for being here. So what did you race today, and how did you do?
I did the 10K because it was part of the racing series, and running for me has always been the escape, and I've placed, as of today, in 326 5K or longer races for my age group.
That's inspiring. So thank you so much. Congratulations on your run and on your placing.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you here next year.
Oh, absolutely. The view from the top is amazing. So
All right, so I'm here right now with the queen of today's event, and that would be...
Kayla Bailey.
Kayla, this is amazing. Tell us a little bit about what it was like leading up to this event. What are some of the things that you have to do to pull this together?
Oh, yes. Pulling this event together takes so much logistical planning and cooperation with the city, with other businesses in the area, with Sarasota Police Department, and just forming all of those relationships and knowing that we're all on the same team. We're here for the runners, trying to make it the best experience that they can have and also safe.
I hope that you're happy. It seemed very successful. I know you had over 1,200 people sign up this year.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
It's the second year, and I would imagine you're going to go for a third.
Oh, yes. I think we are. So, and everyone come back.
Why do you think that it's so important, the cause for this, running for students and for teachers? Why do you think that that's important to this community?
I think it brings awareness to the need to have support for students and teachers in the community. It's also a very family-friendly event, and so it brings the whole family together. And
yeah, and there have been so many people. I've been seeing them with all of the food trucks and the other events that you have going on in addition to the run, just mingling and talking to one another and meeting new people.
Oh, yeah. We've had the same food trucks come back this year. They were so excited. We've built great relationships with everyone, and yeah, everyone's on board for next year, and that's amazing. I think that's a big success, and I will take that win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's so beautiful here at the Bay. The park is just gorgeous. And then, of course, every single runner talks about running over that hill on the bridge.
Yeah.
In a good way and a bad way.
Yes, yes. It's challenging,
yeah.
But it makes the finish even better.
Well, and they all talk about the view from the top.
Mm-hmm.
The view from the top of that bridge.
It's unlike anything else.
It really is. And, of course, the bands. You coordinate bands to be along the way. Is that right?
Yes. We had the Kilty Band. We had Booker High School Modern Band. And we had water stations along the bridge as well. So there were cheerleaders, you know, cheering people on the sidewalk, on the bridge. And it was just... I mean, the morning couldn't have been more perfect.
Yes, it was beautiful. The weather is perfect, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, congratulations on a very successful event, and thank you for everything that you've done to bring it to this point. I'm sure that probably tomorrow on Monday you'll be starting to think about next year's run.
Oh, 100%. I already have it in my head right now. I'm going to go home and take notes.
I hope not. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. You certainly deserve it. But
thanks
for everything you do.
Thank you.
So we are wrapping up the second annual Education Foundation Ringling Bridge Run. What a day. It has just been absolutely beautiful. The runners have all been really excited. They're all walking around with their medals on, and we just couldn't have asked for a better event today. And hopefully this will inspire you to come out and run next year. So look for us next April. We'll be here. Look on our website, edfoundationsrq.org, for upcoming events like this and more. And be sure to check out our other podcasts. Tune in anywhere that you find your favorite podcasts. For now, this is Lisa Moody from the Education Foundation of Sarasota County, signing off.